Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, it's been quite a while since I've been able to do an audio for you. Our life has been really busy. I know we do the edification audios every night. So far, we've been able to do it every night. But it is nice to be able to come in here and just talk to my sisters, share some things, and to be honest with you, I don't have a topic. I have absolutely nothing. I was like, well, I don't have absolutely nothing. I always have something to share, but nothing specific anyway. Except I just wanted to get on here and share some love and hope my sisters are striving on and standing strong in the Lord, pressing through all the trials that you have going on. Yeah, because we're going to have them no matter where we are, what we're doing, and what's going on in our life. The storms come and go. A sister shared a video about storms, and another sister was sharing that the wind was coming, and we just went through some storms, and you know, in the life of a godly, holy sister saint, there's going to be storms, and then there's going to be good days, then there's going to be days that don't have, you know, a lot of sun or a lot of rain, but it's kind of in between that. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be like situational Christians that we are changed with what's going on around us, whether it be weather or people or trials and stuff, unless it's we're going to be changed for the good. So, yeah, I was thinking about the storms and the weather and stuff. You know, it's always changing, and it's always coming and going, and it's good for us to learn to press through on all that, and I don't know, lots of things going on here in our life, many changes that come and go, and I was thinking about some of them lately with changes going on, like in our ministry and stuff. We've been so busy on the streets and face-to-face, and I don't know, it's like we used to have a whole lot more online, and there's so much we want to do on there, but we're learning as we go, you know, the Lord directs our days and our life and what we're going to do in them. And we could certainly make a plan and have that list. And I know I've talked about this before. So sometimes this is kind of like a reminder to me and just a good reminder to us. You know, my sisters can never remind me of something enough. And they probably feel the same way. There's always something going on. So when a sister feels led to remind us of something, it's like, oh yeah, that's good to remind and keep that in front of us. And so I remind myself, you know, the days and this time that we get in each day, we can certainly go, well, Lord, if it works out, I would like to do this and this and this for you, whether it's just our daily, everyday Titus 2 duties that we do unto him, or whether it's ministry, or maybe want to try to reach out to somebody or to help somebody. We could certainly plan that, but God knows what's going to go on in our days, and he will get his will. Not that we're trying to fight against it, because we want his will, but we don't always know what it is until we start walking and working our way through the day, right, sisters? And so in our days, for Brother Tupos and I, it's been a whole lot of right in front of us kind of things. And so we don't get a lot done online, and that's okay too. And I'm just sharing this because I'm kind of breaking that mindset of mine that we have to do, you know, so much on this side and so much over here and get this done and that done. And you know, I still have some of that in me, that I'm pretty easygoing and pretty free-flowing when it comes to whatever the Lord's will is. You know, we may have a plan and then it's like 180 changed and I got to think quick on my feet and figure out where we're going to stay, what we're going to do. Do I have enough stuff to keep us going in case there's no store-by? You know, do I have enough of the water and our staples? And you know what I'm saying? And it's like there's always thinking and planning and looking ahead in this life. It's not like, I know when I was in the house, you know, the next day I would plan something, but I didn't have to look too far ahead. Here in this life, since we got to move and move and move, I always got to look ahead. So I really have to fight in my flesh to make sure that I'm living today and what's right in front of me and not looking past it. If that makes sense, I'm sure some of you very busy sisters know exactly what I'm talking about. And there's times and seasons, you know, our life could get really busy and then it's really, really slow. And while I say that, I was thinking about that today. We have a day where there's not a whole lot expected of me. Brothers are working on some things, and so I'm doing Titus 2 things and catching up. But it's kind of strange, you know. We're so used to go, 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 and lots and lots of things going on, that for me to have a slow day where we're not going to be moving, we've already moved around a lot today already, got a lot of things done, but I know we're going to probably be parked in the spot for many hours while they do what they need to do. And so I was like, I don't know, I was like, hey, I get to just slow down and ponder the things of God and do some Titus 2 things and think about him and rejoice and, of course, be a good helper to the men when they need stuff. But I don't know. It's like, have you ever been on a merry-go-round as a child and you're spinning around and around, and when you get off, you feel like you're still going, and it takes a little while to stop. Sometimes that's how I feel in this life, and I know there's sisters out there probably feel that way too with whatever's going on in your life. And so it's a really good lesson to teach us, you know, because one sister said not long ago, you know, her life was really, she was helping other people and it was loud and busy. And then she had a day of quiet and she said it was deafening. And I know what that's like, and that's a good thing, but sometimes it can take that settling down. You got to like go to the Lord, force yourself to let go of everything, just settle down in the moment. And Brother Tupos was talking about that the other day, you know, learning how to live in this moment. And like I said, you know, I always got to plan ahead because I'm navigating. I'm the one who does all the technology, looking at the apps, where we're going to go and what we're, you know, where we're going to stay and things like that. And we talk about all this and we plan things together. And, but to just stop and that's good, do that. But remember to stop, finish that, and live right now in this moment, because it could change any minute. And you got to be ready to live in the next moment that is different than the one that you maybe have already settled your mind on. So today I'm kind of settled in, like, okay, I boiled some eggs. I'm going to be doing some straightening and organizing in here and some cleaning up and stuff that I haven't been able to do. Maybe cook up a few things, you know, some pasta or something ahead for the next few days. And I kind of have that there, but that could change real fast. And all of a sudden the guys say, the brothers say, well, we're going to stop doing what we're doing here. We got to go somewhere else. So I got to be quick on that and go, okay, I'm settled in that next moment. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a letting go of our flesh and our will. And it's thy will be done, Lord. And especially as us sisters with being servants, we have to be able to, you know, set things down and pick up other things, you know. And I kind of equate it, you know, you're going through your house and you've been not feeling well and it's kind of gotten out of order, and you pick up that laundry basket and you're throwing a whole bunch of things in it from the one room and you're going to go take it and put it away. I used to do that. And all of a sudden you might have to put that one down and pick up other things, and you just got to kind of go with it. And so I'm just kind of sharing some thoughts on that with you. We see in Matthew 26:42 where Jesus says, thy will be done. Let's see. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he laid down himself for whatever the Lord would have for him. And that's kind of what I'm talking about here. And I also wanted to read one of my favorite passages that if you happen to get in your flesh and you're tired, maybe you get on the edge of maybe a little irritated or impatient or whatever characteristic you might get. Some women get angry. If you get to that point because you got so much to do, and now all of a sudden husband wants you to do something different and the children this and that, or your manager wants you to do something, or, you know, things just aren't going right, and you still got to keep going and you still got to do those good works unto the Lord. And how could we not be joyous? We just have to reset our mind. And here, this helps reset my mind. Luke 17. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree. Oh, not that one, but that is a good verse. I'm sorry, that might pull us out of context. Hold on. Luke 17:7. This is live, sisters. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things which were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. So if we put ourselves in that humble, low, meek area where Jesus did, I mean, look at everything he did. God, the creator of the universe, came through his creation as a man, fully God, fully man, to shed his blood for the remission of sins. On the third day, he rose again. And through that faith that we have in that, we repent and we follow after him and serve after him. And then, wow, what a gracious God gives us the Holy Spirit to overcome all things as we walk in holiness and obedience all the way until the end. How can we not humble ourselves when we think about that? He did it. How much more can we try to do for him and follow in his path and in his footsteps? And I don't know, I just, that helps rearrange my mind if I need it. But for the most part, I would say probably my sisters have a joyous, thankful attitude, willing to be bending and flexible. And, you know, even as we get older and older, some people say age sets you in the way. I guess it could, but when you're in Christ, you lay it all down. You lay down your life, you pick up your cross, you deny yourself, you follow after him. We become, we're unprofitable servants just doing our reasonable duty for him. And so it's a good way to do a self-adjustment. And I might be rambling on here, but I'm just joyous to be able to share some truth with you. And I hear the brothers back, so I'm going to let you go, sisters. Hold fast, stand strong, and may God be praised.